the 7 hours interview series. Listen in as TCM fiction editor Melissa Willis sits down with James Andrew Wilson, author of the novella All of Our Dreams and mastermind of the 7 hours omnibus.
So tell us a little bit about All of Our Dreams.
Sure. My story focuses on a young couple, Luke and Ariana Harrison. And shortly after they're married, they discover that Ari has this horrifying degenerative disease that basically over the next few years or however long she has left, she's going to slowly wither and fade away. So Luke kind of shapes his whole life around how he can give the most joy and comfort as possible to his wife. He's also assaulted by what he thinks are visions of someone he calls the Watcher. He thinks the Watcher is coming to take Ari's life away. And so he's kind of battling this strange figure that he's not exactly sure really what he is. And so when he's offered the chance of 7 hours, he struggles with the desire to go back to a time before Ari was overcome with her disease, or is he going to remain with her? And if he remains with her and he dies, then what's going to happen to Ari? And is she going to also die, or is she just going to be kind of stuck alone in this horrifying state that she's in?
Okay. Now, Thomas Constant ties all of these stories together. And talk about how you interpret his character and how you'd like the reader to feel about him and what he represents.
When I thought about Constant, I thought about how my main character, Luke, feels about time. And he feels that time has been rude to him and slapped him around and stolen his dreams from him, that sort of thing. So I tried to convey a little bit of that in Constant. You know, he's kind of got a little bit of an attitude, and he's, kind of in Luke's face and that sort of thing. And, as you kind of get to the end of the story, you see that maybe Constant has a little bit of a heart there. But then you start to wonder, what's his real motives here, and does he really care? And so I just kind of wanted time to be personified as how Luke feels about time. That's what I was going for.
Okay. Now, if you were given the same choice Thomas gives each of his characters, what would you choose? Would you take the 7 more hours or relive 7 hours, and why?
I would stay, absolutely. You know, I have a family. I have a wife and 3 wonderful boys. And I have things in my past that maybe I'd like to change or try over, but I would stay and be with my family, and I'd probably like eat a whole bunch of just really fattening food or something.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you. Now each of the stories in this series are very different, and they explore a variety of themes. What ideas did you choose to incorporate in your novella, and why?
My story is called All of Our Dreams. And Ari and Luke, being a young married couple, have a lot of dreams for their life, things they want to do, places they want to go, that sort of thing. And when Ari gets his disease, those dreams are just completely ripped from them. They will never see those dreams fulfilled. So I wanted to look at that a little bit, and that idea of, first of all, everybody has dreams, and how much focus should we put on those dreams? And when those dreams can't be fulfilled, what do we do with ourselves at that point? Luke's dreams were destroyed, but Ari's dreams were destroyed as well. And throughout the story, we kind of see what she has done with her life now that her dreams were taken away. They both kind of went a different course, and how that worked. I also was exploring the idea of someone having a disease like this. I knew a gentleman who had the same disease, and he died from it. And, that's a hard thing to go through, and I kind of wanted to explore that from a husband's point of view and how he still has this strong love for his wife despite of what's happened to her.
Okay. Now, you're the mastermind behind the 7 hour story. And tell us how you came up with this series, why you chose to enlist 6 authors to help you out. Are you pleased with the end results, and what's been the best part for you?
Yes, I am pleased with the end result. I'm thrilled with it, extremely proud of it. Where the idea started from was a frustration of mine that there's too many good books to read, and I just didn't have enough time to read them. I'm sure you know what that's like.
Yeah.
And I thought, what if some of my favorite authors came together and they wrote shorter stories? I'm not talking about, 5-page story, but a novella like we have here, a quarter-length novel, something with some meat to it. And, you know, if my favorite authors came together and they did that, that would be great for me. It would be perfect. And, you know, I'd have time to sit down and read that. And since I didn't really see it happening, I started pursuing it. And I wrote Travis Thrasher first, and he was generous enough, you know, this guy who wasn't published yet with this crazy idea. He said, yeah, I like that. And so we kind of went back and forth, crafted the concept, and got it figured out. And then I went after these authors, and, you know, there was a few of them who are not in the series, and they weren't able to join, but everybody that I contacted was really thrilled by the idea. So finally we landed on these, you know, all seven of us, and I put a proposal together. We shopped it around, and Tyndale right away was just on top of it. You know, we want this. We think this is really going to work. So that's, you know, in a nutshell kind of how it came together, and the end result, I'm thrilled with it. I'm really excited for readers to get it. I think they're really going to have a good time with it.
It is a great series. I love the idea when I heard about it in January, and I wasn't at all disappointed in the execution. I thought it turned out really good.
Yeah, good.
Very much enjoyed it. We got just a few seconds left, about 30 seconds left. Any thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
You know, I encourage people to go out and try the series. We're going to have a promotion for each story that's going to start, I believe it's May 15th, starting with Mike Deloso's story, Rearview. And then there will be a promotion for a week where it'll be a discounted price. But I mean, you know, they're only $2.99 anyways. That's kind of the great thing about it. And I think that, you know, I think they kind of have this addictive thing to them where you read one and you think, ooh, I want to see what the next author is going to do with this concept. And so I really encourage people, go out and try it. You know, pick one, try it. If you don't like it, you should try another one because they really are very different. Each writer writes from a different viewpoint. So go try it, and I really think that you're going to like it. I'm really happy with it.
Great. Well, James, thanks so much for joining me this morning. And really, it was a great concept, and I love how it turned out. It was a great series, and I appreciate you taking time from your day to talk with us about it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for doing this and for juggling, you know, seven authors here, and maybe we'll all get on at the same time. That would be pretty well.
That would be pretty cool, but I haven't figured out how to make that one work yet.
Yeah, well, thank you again, Melissa.
All right, thank you.